Bryce Mills here on 2SER. That's Jim James. It's called Throwback. You can hear a few thoughts on social media from Jim James. Skewering it, just roasting it. Nice stuff on your Monday. Hope you're feeling good and you're, I don't know, relaxed. That's pretty much all you can hope for, right? We're going to talk very soon. In fact, right now, Janine Dinillon is someone that holds a few workshops, held one in Revesby yesterday regarding shamanism. She's the founder of Soul Searchers. They're a centre for paranormal research and investigation. And teaching the basics on shamanism and the shamanic world. All things that, look, I don't know much about, but we're about to learn courtesy of Janine. Joining you now, Janine, hey, what's up?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, look, I'm really good. And I've got to start. I know this is a dumb question, but I mean, for people that have never experienced shamanism, how would you describe it in like a sentence?
Okay. Well, it's a very ancient system and it's about connecting to the earth and being grounded. In today's society, everybody's got their face in iPad or iPhone. Well, it's about just being an observer, becoming part of the earth. Now, we're all born of the earth and just being grounded within ourselves and generally living life in harmony.
Right. Okay. So, look, that all sounds like quite positive. I mean, there's some things as well. You've got things that you were teaching yesterday included like meeting your power animal and your helping spirits. What are these? Is it similar to like, I've heard of the concept of a spirit animal? Is it something in that kind of realm?
Yeah, this is like an ancient belief system that as well as having a spirit guide, you sometimes have a spirit animal guide. And usually what happens is that a specific animal may come to you that acts out of character, and that becomes an animal spirit guide.
Yeah, right. Okay, and what kind of signs are you looking for in terms of the odd behaviour from the animal?
An example. Once when my auntie died, I saw this moth come into the house, and it was doing some strange things, and it was going over to where the photos of my mother and my father was there, and it was doing like this really funny circular pattern. And then later on, I found it dead at the on the cabinet, and I thought, how strange. And then 2 hours later, I had a call saying that my auntie had died, and the thing with moths is that they're messengers, and moths go into the light. So that was a message to me to say that my auntie had died and she'd gone into the light. Well, that's how it's supposed to be anyway.
Oh my God! Wow. Okay. So this is oh man, it's spooky. Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. So this is all kind of, you've got stuff like that. And obviously, I guess that's one example of, I was going to ask, how have you seen it improve people's lives? I mean, that's obviously not like a fun story, but it's a bad segue. But like for people that you have gone to your workshops and stuff, how have you seen them getting involved with shamanism then sort of, make their lives turn in a better direction, do you think?
Well, a part of it is that it empowers you. You learn to empower yourself through shamanism. It improves your connection not only to other people, because it's about respect. It's also and it makes you more a spiritual person. So you're more likely to do meditation on a daily basis, and that's really good for yourself as well. Keeps you calm and it's good for your general well-being as well. And shamanism is a good, it's good to connect with other people with like interests as well. So it's a beneficial system. I mean, it gets you out a little bit, because I find since I've been doing shamanism, I go out into nature more often than I did previously. So it's good for everybody, really.
Do you think people are too skeptical these days? Like, because obviously a lot of this stuff, I reckon, me personally, I'm a pretty skeptical guy. And I know if I was, thinking, if you were saying to me, like this stuff about like power animals and helping spirits and stuff, generally stuff that I wouldn't really consider in my life. But do you think that maybe people need to, be a little bit more open to this stuff in 2018?
Well, I think a little bit of skepticism isn't that bad for you. I mean, I can be quite skeptic, a bit of a skeptic when I'm doing my paranormal stuff. But, you know, you have to be grounded. And it doesn't hurt to try new things, you know. We all stay within our comfort zones, but sometimes just going out of the comfort zone and experience something new is beneficial to you.
When you say you do your paranormal stuff, what's the most, I guess, unexplainable thing that's happened to you in all of your work, do you think?
Oh, I've had heaps. One time when I was over in France, I was staying in this old Benedictine monastery, and I had quite a few very strange situations there. I was actually chased by a ghost monk, believe it or not. It was like a Abbott Costello situation. I was walking down the hall and I heard footsteps behind me. And then I turned, there was no one there, and then I started walking again, and then I heard footsteps, and then I started going faster, and the footsteps started going faster, and it was very bizarre.
What makes you think it was a ghost?
Well, there was nobody there, so if it wasn't anybody else, it had to be a ghost.
Really? Man, oh man. Well, so much more we could ask, Janine. I mean, it sounds like we've really just scratched the surface of what you do and that, but we might have to let you go. Maybe we'll bring you back. When's your next workshop? Do you know, like, it doesn't have to be a shamanism one, but when's your next workshop general?
I have two coming up. I have one on house clearing, which is on the 8th of July. And then I have an introduction to paranormal investigations, which is on the 22nd of July.
Yeah, right. Well, maybe next month we might catch up and see what's gone down in the paranormal world and find out a little bit more about a different element when it comes to, paranormal research and investigation. Yeah. But, hey, thank you so much for your time, Janine. No, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
There you go, Janine Dinellan.